The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Hi, Rick. It's Heath. What's going on, buddy?
Heath Sanders on the line with us. Welcome, buddy. How you doing?
In the flesh, man. In the flesh. Recuperated and good to go. Yes, sir.
love to hear that news. Hey, you're going to be opening for Justin Moore here in a couple weeks at the Morgan County Fairgrounds over in Martinsville. Man, we're super excited to have you. Now, I think you and I, we follow each other on Instagram, and I love seeing the post of you fishing. You caught anything good this year so far?
Man, I tell you what, I wish I could tell you that I wish I could brag to you and tell you about all the big bass I've caught. But brother, I tell you what, you know what they say, any day, a bad day of fishing is better than a good day of work. But it seems like all I've had is bad days fishing, but they're still better than good days of work. So yeah, man, it's been a good summer so far. I've still got a lot of fishing to do, so don't count me out just yet.
Well, I hope it goes better for you as the year moves along. You know, we're coming out of this pandemic, and things are getting better. We're getting back to shows, and I don't know, what's a better feeling, catching a good bass or playing a concert?
Rick, I'm telling you, man, here's the difference. Catching a big bass, the joy lasts for a little while. But the anticipation and the excitement in the air right now, not just with the artists and all our teams and stuff and Justin's team and my team, not just it's the constant excitement, brother. Nothing can compare to it. Even the not just our teams, but the fans and concert goers, man. There's just this feeling in the air of golly. Man, we're almost back to normal. Let's get out and party and let's have a good time. Let's share some hugs. And, bro, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about good times and hugs. So I think 2021 is going to be really good.
Well, here in a couple weeks, I'm gonna come back there and say hi to you and Justin. And are you going to let me bring it in for the real thing? Does it sound okay to you?
Brother, dude, you better not. If you don't want to get hugged, you better not get on me. I'm hugging everybody I get close to.
I love it, man. Hey, we got Heath Sanders on the line now. You know, I first became familiar with you about a year ago. You had a really good tune out called Common Ground, and that got you some national attention. And you've got a new song out too. Why don't you tell us about Common Ground first, and then this new tune that's out right now?
Man, I always kind of start talking about Common Ground with talking about how small my world was growing up. You know, in Marshall, Arkansas, a town of about 2,500 people, and just really, there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm so grateful for the way I was raised and the town I was born in. But unfortunately, you know, regarding the rest of the world, you know, you just kind of go on hearsay. I hadn't been out of Arkansas very many times and hadn't got to travel much. So
yeah.
Obviously, you know, this music thing kicking off 3 years ago, you know, I've learned a lot about people and about different places over the last 3 years. And I think, you know, when I sat down to write Common Ground, that's really what I just wanted to give my testimony of you know, the things that I've learned and you know, what I've come to the realization of over the last 3 years regarding this nation and the world and people. And man, we're all really, at the end of the day, 99.9% of people are just amazing folks, and we all just want to be happy and free and love one another. And I don't know, man, that's really what that song is for me. It's just kind of a testament to how I've grown and the things I've learned.
Yeah.
And then Old School's In, man, is
great tune, by the way. Great tune. I love the title. I love the feel of it. It's got that Southern rock feel to me.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. You know, Old School's In was, it's a testament to my hometown, man. It's kind of a pat on the back to those folks that you know, they kind of stick to their guns and their that small town moral and work ethic. And, you know, I think there's always room for progress. There's always room for the new school to roll in, and some really great things come from that. But I think we got to be careful that we don't forget the lifestyle and the hard work that our fathers and grandfathers and mothers and grandmothers put in to get us where we are. And,
oh, yeah.
So that's really what that song's all about for me, man. It's just kind of a pat on the back, small town culture and not changing, man, which there's nothing wrong with, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, part of your persona should be remembering where you came from. And I'm a big believer in that. I teach that to my kids constantly. You know, it's okay to move forward, like you just said, but always remember where you came from. That's part of your identity, whether you like it or not.
Man, it really is. And for me, you know, it makes up almost my entire identity. I'm so proud of that. You know, I'm so proud of that flag flying on the courthouse square. You know, I know all that sounds cliche, but man, I'm so glad to be raised like that, with that small town, you know, mentality, and, you know, holding one another accountable and being able to help one another. Everybody's in a small town, everybody's in the reach, man. If somebody's having a hard time, you know, there's always a group of people around them to help them out, even if they're strangers. And, I don't know, man. I'm just really blessed, and as long as I'm alive, I'm going to sing the praises of that small-town life.
I've got Heath Sanders on the line with us, Big Rick in the Morning, and you know, we're going to see Heath with Justin Moore here in just a few days at the Morgan County Fairgrounds. You know, I was reading up on you, Heath, and you know, besides that, knowing where you came from feel about you, you also have a lot of old school influences, no pun intended right there, but yes, I did intend it at the same time. You know, Garth Brooks, Tracy Lawrence, I mean, that's the country I grew up on, 90s country. And I mean, many will argue with me, but I feel that is the golden age of country music, that late 80s, early 90s era. One thing that really jumped out at me, though, is that you've got a lot of influence from Shenandoah. And I had a chance to introduce Marty Raybon and his guys at its CMA Fest a couple of years ago. And I'll tell you, that is one hell of a group, Shenandoah. Tell us a little bit about that influence there.
Man, I'm telling you, and some of my first introductions to Shenandoah was, my grandpa had a old cassette player, and we'd hop in his S10 truck, and he'd slip that Shenandoah, you know, tape in there, and he'd play Sunday in the South while I was standing up in the truck seat. You know, we were driving down to the creek to go fishing, and, you know, I can hear their music, and I can smell my grandpa's truck. I can almost feel his presence, and, you know, that's just the power of music, and when a band is able to tap into that, what a huge blessing to take on as a band, and a huge responsibility as you know, country music artists. And you know, those guys have never disappointed. I've met Marty myself, and they're just amazing people. And you know, they say don't meet your heroes. Well, I beg to differ. I've been nothing but impressed by some of the heroes of mine that I've met in this town, and it's absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, Shenandoah really holds a special place in my life.
I don't know if you've been to a Shenandoah show lately, like in the last few years, but they tour like they did back in the 90s. Those guys still have it. They've got the energy.
Still got it.
And, you know, there's something about when they all sing together, it makes the hair stand up on your neck. Like, it almost haunts you. Once you hear their song, you just get pulled in, and you just love it forever. I mean, is that how you feel about them?
It really is, man. And they got the power to make you feel good, to make you feel like driving fast, or fall in love, or they have the ability to just pull you back into this nostalgic mindset and just make you remember the things from the past. And gosh, they're just amazing, man. Yeah. If I can ever pull that off as an artist, I think that's really where I want to be. I mean, that's kind of who I've modeled myself after, is folks like Garth and Shenandoah, who really aren't afraid to step out and speak on matters of the heart and sing about matters of the heart. And so, man, it's pretty special. Yeah, to get to grow up and in that era and watch those bands in their prime, you know, it's just, man, I'm so blessed. I hate being old, but I'm glad I am.
Oh, I love it. You're well beyond your years. I get that comment a lot, too.
That's what my back tells me every morning.
I love it. Let me just confide something into you, okay? I've been in country radio for 25 years now. And I'll tell you, up until about 4 years ago, which would have been around 20 years or so in, I did not get Garth. Like, I loved his music, but I just didn't get the Garth thing, okay? I think you know what I'm talking about. But then I went to my first Garth show ever in 2017. I got to meet Garth backstage, which is an experience like none other. I'm telling you, it's the best meet and greet I've ever done. Unless you top it, Heath, no pressure, okay? But I have to admit, I didn't get the Garth thing, okay? But then I went to a show, and now I get it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never said. You're talking about a man who has the ability to bring 20,000 fans out of their seats
yeah.
with the lift of his eyebrow. I mean, the man can look up from his cowboy hat and lift his eyebrow, and everybody loses their mind. I mean, that is if that ain't superstar caliber, I don't know what is, man.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
And I saw him in arena. Like, the whole arena had their eyes on him the whole time. And, you know,
absolutely.
You go to some other artists, I won't name names, but, you know, they're great. But, like, I'm there to drink and have a good time. I want the music going. I want to have a good time. But Garth is the one I'm, like, focused on when I'm at one of his shows. So,
I think you can be sitting in the cheap seats and you feel like Garth is standing right
yes.
behind you when he's on stage.
Yeah. Yep. That's amazing. Well, I can't wait to see you here in just a few days, Morgan County Fairgrounds. We'll do a big old hug, and you'll have a beer ready for me, right?
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I got you, man. A beer and a hug. I got you, buddy.
Yeah. You know, I sent my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, okay? You know, she's out of my five kids. She's the only one that likes what dad does for a living and likes country music. I know it's a shame, right? But this will be her first country show I've ever taken her to. It's just going to be me and her date night. Bought her some boots and a felt hat, and she is excited to meet you. I sent her a couple of your songs. I sent her some Justin songs, too, and I'm telling you, we're going to have a blast with you out there at the Morgan County Fairgrounds.
Now you're really putting the pressure on me.
Yeah.
Now you're really putting the pressure on me.
Hey, she's, you know, for 10, she's pretty critical. So, I mean.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna bring my A game then, because we certainly we want that first show to be special and memorable. I don't want it to be memorable in any bad way. So
yeah.
I'll bring my A game, man, for sure.
All right. We can't wait to see you out there. By the way, tickets are on sale for Justin Moore. Heath Sanders will be there. Big Country as well. They'll be the opening band. Get your tickets at WKKG.com. Hey, one last thing, Heath. You're on Valerie Records. And, of course, if you're on Valerie Records, you would have met George Briner by now. George is a terrific guy, terrific fella. Hope you're having a good time working with him.
Man, he's amazing. He does put a crick in my neck. You know, he's him being about 6'7". You know, I just gotta look up at him all the time. My dang old neck is facing sore. But it's worth it, man. It's worth it.
Yeah.
He's a really amazing guy. He really is, buddy. I'm proud to have him on my team.
All right, brother. Well, you have yourself a great day, and we'll see you here in just a few days with Justin Moore at the Morgan County Fairgrounds, Heath Sanders. By the way, go to WKKG.com. We'll put this interview up. You can listen to his new single, Old School's In, and we're going to spin that song right now on WKKG. How's that sound, Heath?
It sounds great, buddy. Rick, I appreciate you, man. We'll see you in a few weeks, bud.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.